You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
We have a little something called the salary side hustle where we're handing out cash to people who could really use it right now. At the moment, Jeremy, Carol Redmond from Aurora is sitting on the clock. She's got 100 bucks because she was the final winner yesterday. We will call out another winning name this morning at 8:30. If that person calls back in time, they'll get some cash. If not, Carol will get their cash. She'll just keep adding to her winnings. You get signed up at mix100.com where it explains it all. Mix100.com. So I was looking in the mirror this morning when I got out of the shower before I finished putting my product in my hair.
Ew.
And it brought to mind a character from, I want to say, the late 80s, early 90s. You could Google it real fast, Jeremy. Do a Google search of images of a character named Yahoo Sirius. I think he made a couple of movies or something like that, or TV shows. Yahoo Sirius, and when you do a Google search of the image, that's my hair. And
oh, yeah, he was in that Young Einstein movie.
Yeah, right, exactly. Right. So, whoop, that's
it's
what I'm looking at.
All over the place.
And I think the time has come to hand the scissors to Gretch and have her do something.
Yeah, you'll be fine.
I know,
just
well,
do a good job. Just take it slow, you know, a little at a time, because you can't put it back on. So, you'll be fine. And just watch your ears.
It has
gotten
ridiculous.
You don't need you lopping an ear off.
Because my hair grows fast anyway, like super fast.
Mm-hmm.
And so now you start plugging in a couple of months worth, and I am out of
you
control.
You shaggy.
I'm shaggy. It's bad. All right, now on
go
to you. I want to know about your deck.
So quick backstory. About a week ago, I was going to dig into my deck because I had a couple squishy boards that I was like, I got to get underneath here and just replace them and, you know, fix whatever's wrong underneath. And I figured it would be like a half day job. And once I started tearing into it, I realized the entire, I think it's like 800 square foot deck is completely rotted, completely gone. It's 20-some years old, and it's just shot, so I've got to tear the whole thing out. So we've been getting quotes, because I'm like, I could do this myself, but it's just a matter of I don't know if I want to. I don't think I want to do it. So I've been getting quotes on what this would cost, Dom, and we got three different options going.
Can I take a guess?
Well, we can go back and do a deck. We can put a deck back on, which I don't know if I want to do, because it's kind of rotting the house a little bit, where it's I got to fix the house, too. Anyway, we got a deck option, we got a pavers option, and we have a concrete option. So we got
like stamped concrete?
Stamped, stained concrete, yes.
Yeah.
So I have estimates for all three. The guys have been out over the past couple days with their tape measures, hands on their hips.
Which one is the most expensive of the three options?
The deck.
Deck? That's what I thought.
Yeah.
Because of all the wood and...
Yeah, those deck guys have got it going on.
Could I guess...
And this is just regular a wood deck. We're not doing Trex or anything fancy like that. So just wood deck all the way down the back of the house.
$19,000. $27,000. $39,000?
Lower.
So it's in the 30s.
$32,000 for a deck.
Wow.
Second option, pavers, Dom. $24,000.
Okay. What's the stamped
concrete? Coming
in
the lead right now is our number one choice, stamped concrete for $8,000. $8,000 is our lowest option right now.
Man.
Was not expecting those numbers at all.
Right.
So sod seems like a good choice. good night.
Man.
Yeah, paver guy was out last night and he was going over stuff and we're just like, okay, and this will cause this, this, okay, yeah, go ahead.
Here's
go ahead and send that full estimate over. We'll look it over.
Here's what I have to wonder, too. I can't believe they have as much business now as they used to have. Could they? Maybe. But I would think that business is down a little bit because people are just not wanting...
Total opposite. all these guys are saying I wouldn't be able to get any of this done probably until like June or July. They are so slammed right now. They said everyone's at home. Everyone's going to be spending more time at home. They want their areas to look nice. They want nice patios. They're going to be hanging out back.
But we're going to be doing a story and trending report about how people are saving like crazy right now. They're not splurging. It's like they say it's like the 1980s.
People are hoarding money right now. Yeah, they're scared. Which so, I would be too if I didn't walk out my back door now onto dirt.
Right.
I mean, I don't want to spin this at all. I do not want to do this.
That they were like anxious to get people to spend like, and so I'm wondering if it normally was more.
Oh, like this is the discounted price. 32K is the discount.
Wondering, because of course they're going to say, "Hey, we're really busy right now. You know, if you want to get this done, it's that scarcity thing that we talked about." They might be using this as a ploy.
It could be. I mean, I did a little more research online on these numbers, and you know, they're falling about right. After I saw the numbers, I was like, "Are you kidding me?"
So, what are you going to do?
I don't know. I mean, well, I'm not doing pavers or deck, I don't think. I know. I'm not spending that. Concrete's in the lead, man. We'll probably do a nice stamped concrete patio.
Ugh, I could shame you right
stings.
Now.
Stings. Why?
Because you are a guy who, like, you're a DIY guy all day long. I've seen you DIY everything.
I'm tearing it out myself, yeah.
Right. Well, my sister-in-law has built multiple decks, and she is not that's not what she does for a living. She's a former nurse. She's retired from being a nurse, and now she's just a crafty lady at home. But she has built multi-tiered decks.
It's beautiful.
That are insane.
Goosebumps.
And if she can do it, why don't you just do your
own deck? It's honestly, that is option four right now. My dad has been bugging me. He's like, let's just do it. You and I will both dig in. We'll just do it. And
YouTube
we'll probably
videos,
do it for
man.
Half the cost of the concrete. Maybe.
Do you have to do that thing where you put concrete in the ground as like
the caissons? Yeah, put some caissons in. And I'd probably go crazy. I'd overbuild that deck so it would last me 50 years, probably.
That, and it would stretch and cover the entire yard.
No,
it would
be more like mowing.
Be a 7,000 square foot deck.
That's funny. I get a taste of it. I'm like, more, 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 more.
You know, I got to tell you, Julie, my sister-in-law, when she built the one deck at the first house they lived in, the deck extended out quite a ways to this giant oak tree, and she built the deck around it.
Wow.
So the oak tree came up through the deck, and then she built seating, you know, that circled around the trunk of the tree.
That's weird. Facing out from the tree, not looking at the tree. Okay. That'd be weird.
Although that could be some sort of weird, like, spiritual gathering
some
or something.
Culty thing or something.
No, it was like this bench type thing. That's
gotcha.
Yeah.
That's kind of neat. Can she fly out?
She's got mad skills, but you could do that too, because I've seen you've built
it. Honestly, it might come down to that. It really might, because there's some extreme sticker shock here, and what a racket.
Man.
Yep. I know, man. It's crazy.
Well, you know, and what's so funny is I've been without an oven for 2 full months, and I keep putting it off because I'm thinking, this is going to be a double oven, the kind that I want to get. It's going to be a couple grand. I don't know if I want to spend a couple grand. And you're looking at $32,000.
Oh, go buy your damn oven, all right?
Yeah, I might rush out and get it now.
Good God. That's bad.
Good luck.
Thanks.
I think you should do it yourself. I think you should document all of it and create your own little YouTube video of how to build a deck.
Maybe.
Just go for it.
We'll see. We'll see how it goes. I'll price out lumber today.
Ugh. Oh, wow. Coming up in just a little bit, trending report. We already mentioned one aspect of that about how people are saving like crazy right now. We'll get into that. We got a bunch of other guys. This is going to be a crowded trending report today. What do you have?
Well, a lot of clothing in trending today. Sales of one clothing item are way up. And then I want to tell you about a company that will allow you to enhance your look during your next Zoom meeting. And then, Dom, if we have time, we've got to talk about this Facebook group that's approaching 2 million people and what they're all pretending to be in this group. It's just so ridiculous to me. It's coming up in trending.
Right now, traffic update, a service of Meadows Dental Group. Find out more about them at parkmeadowsdentalgroup.com.